I was born in Omsk, Siberia, right into the Russian Revolution. My mother was a dentist, very well known in Omsk. My father was a scientist and very well known. But when I was three, when the communists came, they chose him to start the first Soviet-Chinese trade mission. And after he was there, he sent for my mother, my older sister, and me. And it took us 6 months.
To travel there?
Yeah, to get from Omsk to Tomsk, to Moscow, then Vladivostok, then Harbin, and then finally to Shanghai. It took us 6 months.
Oh, goodness.
But I was very lucky because I was the youngest one on the train. And the conductor took me to the front of the train so I could see everything. And I did. I went to Huzhou Jiashui, the University of Shanghai, and I graduated 37. But when I graduated, my folks gave me a little Austin. There was a beautiful hotel, the Park Hotel, so I would drive there, and they had music. It was almost wartime, and there were Navy people and Army people there, and there were some students from the university. So the girls would love to come and dance with the Marine soldiers. I loved the music, and I would go to dance there. And I asked the band leader, "What music is that? It just carries me away." He said, "That's jazz." "Oh, okay. And where does it come from?" "Comes from New Orleans." So I was determined. I wrote in my diary, "I am going to New Orleans." That's what brought me here. I read an ad in the Times-Picayune when I was on the plane, actually, and I saw that there was an apartment available in the quarter. And it was 732 St. Peter.
Yes.
And you know what that address is.
No, what is that address now?
You don't go to Preservation Hall.
So you come to New Orleans, and there's jazz music everywhere. Yes. And you come here as a young career woman.
Right.
And from the very start, you were in media.
I think it was WDSU radio.
It was WDSU.
Okay.
And you were on the radio first.
The Soviet Union.
From New Orleans, the city where jazz was born, it's the transcribed Dixieland Jambay. Yes, from the studios of WDSU in the heart of New Orleans.
There wasn't even television when you got here. There was only radio.
I was the first one to produce a television program in New Orleans.
And what was that show that you produced?
Midday.
It's high noon in the Crescent City and time to catch up on the news with a lot of people on Midday, 60 minutes of information and fun. Produced for you on Midday by Terry Fletcher.
Hi, and may I wish you a perfectly beautiful day, another in a long string of lovely days. I'd like to contribute this quotable clip, which you might enjoy quoting to your husband tonight.
That was a damn good show.
It was a damn good show. It was a wonderful show. Yeah. And I remember you, you know, whenever I was sick and I was at home from school, I got to see you on the Midday Show. Yeah. And imagine, you were a woman producing the Midday Show.
Minutes of Midday, WDSU's hour-long news and variety show for women. And for men, many men who care to and usually do watch. The jambalaya of ideas and talent. Midday is produced and presented by Terry Fletcher, New Orleans' favorite woman personality on television. And that, believe me, is no idle boast. For in a recent survey conducted by Trendex, Terry was chosen as the top woman personality on TV over all other local lady telecasters and all network gal performers. And I'd like to introduce you to...
You know, it's my guess that everybody in New Orleans feels like they know you, because it's such an intimate thing watching television.
Yeah.
It's like you have those people in your home. People still must recognize you tremendously.
Funny, they do. And some of them, they think they know me intimately because they sat on my lap.
Oh, of course, as children, when you were Miss Muffin.
You still me as Mrs. Muffin?
Yes, I remember you as Mrs. Muffin.
And you know why I started that? I wanted to have a kid's show. Because I was doing news and this and that, and I wanted to have a kid's show. So I started Mrs. Muffin. Honey, see that picture of Chef Paul behind there?
Yes, I'll
tell you about Paul Prudhomme.
Okay.
He had seen me on television, but we had a lovely African-American woman who was on the show.
Lena Richard.
Right. And so when he came to New Orleans as a kid from Opelousas, he came to see the show. And then he said, how long have you had her? And I said, well, quite a while. He said, well, I'd love to cook on your show, but you've got her. Can you help me in some other way? And I said, I hope I can. I live right across from Brennan's restaurant. Biggest restaurant in town. So come have lunch with me there, because we already had a cook. And so he came, and then I introduced him to Ella, and away he went.
So this photograph right here of you and Paul, what's going on in that photograph?
I think I interviewed him on Mrs. Muffin about things that kids can do well, like cookies.
Uh-huh.
And also, Mrs. Muffin served birthday cookies to the birthday children. And we'd write their names on them, so I gave him one, too.
So, who made the cookies on Miss Muffin?
I think I did. I love to cook.
And, of course, you wrote that adorable book, The House in the Bend on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
You wrote that book about the house where you lived mm-hmm. with your husband, the artist, Lenny Fletridge, mm-hmm. and your son. So who were some of the people who crossed the threshold at the house on the bend of Bourbon Street?
Well, I think we had anyone who came to town. Isaac Stern, what's wrong with that? And he was a very good friend of Lenny's
mm-hmm.
from New York. And so we entertained him a lot. On midday, when I interviewed interesting people, and they had a few days to stay here, I interviewed them.
Was there a particular meal that you liked for out-of-town guests to enjoy?
Yeah, frequently I made borscht. You know what that is, the Russian soup?
Yes.
And pirashki.
I'm sure that must have been quite a surprise to people coming to see you in New Orleans,
right?
Borscht and pierogi would have been two of the last things I think they would have expected. And where did you get that love of cooking?
I guess Shanghai. We had a Chinese cook, and his wife was my ama. But he was a Chinese cook, and he cooked Russian food. Pelmeni, pierogi, borscht, all of that.
And then you leave New Orleans after Mr. Fletridge passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to Maine and you become the head chef at your inn. You're cooking at your own inn.
Well, we live right on the coastline. Look it up, Hancock, Maine. And then Chef Paul came and helped us start the kitchen going. You know who Teresa Torkanovsky is?
Yes.
Okay. I was a cook. She was like a hostess. And then we had two friends of hers from Philadelphia or somewhere. And it's still going, but it's doing much better than we had it because we were a bunch of artists and idiots. You know, the best things in life happened by accident.
Yes, you just have to keep your eyes open. And
well, wait till you're a year and a half short of 100.
Oh, my goodness. It's the most amazing thing.
Well, you know what? I plan to be Great Granny Muffin on my 100th birthday.
Oh.
I called my producers, Susie Fontaine and Ellen Hardiman. She and I are talking about doing a Mrs. Muffin's 100th birthday.
Oh, well, it'll be such an event. People will come from all over. That would be wonderful. Yeah. Of course, I have been your fan my whole life. And really, thank you so much for making the time for us.
Oh, honey, thank you. I love meeting you.